This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball to short. Turner, he's up with it. Sets his feet, throws to first. Ball game's over. Perfect night for the Phillies bullpen. 12 up, 12 down in relief of Christopher Sanchez. The Phillies hit 3 home runs, and all of it adding up to a 7-2 win. The Phillies' 4th win in a row as they take yet another series.
4 wins in a row. Boy, today feels better than yesterday, I can tell you that much. And the power arrived last night. Homer for Schwarber, or Sherbert, whatever we call him on this show. Schwarber, what do you like best?
Sherbert. Not Sherbert. Sherbert.
Yeah.
Like Sherbert.
Like orange sherbert, which is,
no,
I think, the
like,
best.
Like it's like sherbet. What we're talking about is sherbet, like with a B. It's S-H-E-R-B-E-T.
Sherbet.
Yeah, that's sherbet.
That's Kyle.
No, he's Sherbert.
Oh, what?
Like with a B-E-R-T. Sherbert. Kyle Sherbert.
Kyle Sherbert.
Yeah, you know, you got to spell it correctly.
Yeah, of course.
Sherbert.
Yeah, we
try to keep it, you know.
If nothing but accurate here.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. We do accurate all the time.
We do the opposite, but we make it work. All right, 215-592-9494. And it was, look, I will acknowledge it was a good night for the bullpen last night. They came in, Tanner Banks got outs, Ruiz got outs. They were able to get through a game without having to use their leverage guys, which has been tough for them. They've had a lot of close games. They've had to use these guys over and over again. And it's led to mostly a tax bullpen through the first month. But they are 17-13 as we enter the month of May. Let's hear Harper after the game last night as the Phillies get ready for the month of May.
Long baseball. Bryce, there's always ebbs and flows in a long baseball season, but you guys have been able to gut out a couple good wins the last couple of days. How do you think you guys are just playing right now at this point?
Yeah, just got to win the month. Obviously, that's key to, you know, having success, being able to have more wins than losses in any given month. So that's what we're trying to do.
Well, and they did do it. It was kind of a weird start to the season because they're 17-13, but doesn't it just feel like they're alternating streaks, right? They were, what were they, 5-1, 6-1 their first 7. Then they didn't play well for a couple weeks. Then they got better, and then they had a tough week, and now they're on a good week. It just feels like up, down, up, down.
Kind of like that's the ebb and flow of baseball. Because, you know, you talk about, just as an example, the Braves and the slump that they were in, and then they went on like an 8-game. Well, they won 8 out of 10.
Yep.
Then they lost the other night. Then I think they came back and won the other night.
And so they lost yesterday to Colorado. They lost to the Rockies yesterday.
Yeah, and the Rockies got 5 wins all of a sudden on the season.
5. All of a sudden, it's May. All of a sudden.
But they're like 5-25 or something like that.
Yeah, I think
that's
exactly what they are.
But, you know, it's the ebb and flow of baseball. And I think for this team, the power, it's interesting how the power has come back right when we were complaining about the power in the lineup and everything. And now it looks like it's starting to, you know, we're having a power surge. Now.
Well, maybe that means we have power here to get things done with the Phillies. We ask for home runs. They do it. Well, the power we're trying to wield and yield today is get Ranger Suarez the bullpen. So Topper said, if you missed it, yesterday Topper said Ranger Suarez is going to start Sunday. He's back. He's going to be activated off the injured list. Ranger Suarez is going to start, which fine in a vacuum. Like, Ranger's a good pitcher. I like Ranger Suarez. But the Phillies still have a huge bullpen need. Even after last night, which was a good bullpen night, the Phillies' bullpen ERA this season is 5.03, one of the worst in baseball. It's not good out there. Other than Alvarado and Strom, everything else, you're like, oh my goodness, they're bringing this guy in. Ranger Suarez could help them in the bullpen. And I here's the way I would do it. I would ask him to do it. I would expect him to be okay with this, and if he's not, if he's in the Scott Boras, Hugh Douglas camp,
then you're gonna play hardball.
Well, I'm just gonna force him. I'm gonna have a hardball. I'm not gonna yell at him.
So how is that conversation gonna go, Joe? Let's workshop this for me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Ranger, we'd like you to go to the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, now what happens?
Well, you're not starting. I mean, we have a 5-man rotation, and we have Wheeler, and we have Lizardo, and we have Sanchez, and we have Nola, and we have Taiwan. There's a spot for you. There's a seat in the bullpen. You'll sit out there until we call you to pitch in the game.
With all that harshness in your voice.
Well, I mean, Topper could be a little kinder. I'm not Topper.
And you expect him to say, after that, to say, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Ranger, how those splinters on your ass going to feel, buddy?
See, Kyle is the worst person to have in a position of power.
I'd be a good PR guy.
No, you would not be a good
PR guy. Way too many people on this show think they'd be good PR people.
Oh, no, I'd be a great PR guy.
You would not.
I have
Twitter
the,
fingers, Douglas.
I have what they call the social skills. I have the social skills.
Social skills. We heard you in traffic this morning.
Oh, man.
You're yelling at people on the road. Road rage, Douglas,
no,
made an appearance this morning.
Like, listen, I don't drive a big truck, but I drive a truck, and it's hard to slow trucks down.
I get that.
And when people driving them little-ass cars dipping in and out of traffic, it's like, seriously?
They didn't respect you.
No, it's like we're all stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
So we're all going to the same place, and you trust my – you don't know me well enough to know if my brakes work like that or I'm paying attention. It's just ridiculous. I mean, we can avoid so many traffic violations and stuff like that if we just pay attention.
Well, the problem is most people don't really know how to drive. They give out licenses willy-nilly these days. People they're terrible. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies put Ranger in the bullpen? And more aptly, because Hugh thinks he's going to push back or is worried he's going to push back, should they force him to do it? I would. I'm not worried about his contract or his morale or Scott Boras.
You should be.
Why?
His morale, Joe? Seriously?
What's he going to do?
If he's not in a good headspace, he's not going to pitch well in the bullpen.
But he's
That's
pitching for a contract regardless if he's pitching here, on the bullpen, or on the moon.
No, but he's pitching for a contract as a starting pitcher.
For now.
Yeah, but no, if you put him in a bullpen, you run the risk of him psychologically not enjoying it. He'll probably do it, but he's not going to be at his best.
Well, but I you may be right.
I am right.
Well, you may be right.
Well, if you force – how many people you know that you, when you force them to do something – they're going to be okay with it and be at their best?
It would depend. Not at first. But it says,
but you'll learn. You'll like it. After a while, you'll like it.
Well, why can't we take a page? There's one team in this city that knows what they're doing most of the time, right? That's the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles are pretty adamant about team over player, and they're adamant about evolving and changing when they have to. I mean, last year, they have a $250 million quarterback that barely threw the football at times last season.
But he couldn't have been... For the betterment of the team.
Okay, so obviously Jalen's a better player and a more important player than Ranger Suarez. Mm-hmm. We all agree on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think Jalen felt good when they sat him down at the bye and told him the plan? Because even, I'm sure Sirianni didn't have bass in his voice like I would have. And he probably said it in a way like, hey, this is the best for the team. This is our strength right now. But effectively, he was saying, Jalen, the less you throw... The less we throw, the better chance we have to win. If I'm a quarterback, deep down, I feel like they don't really trust me.
You had to do that for AJ too.
Yeah, right.
Devontae.
And they all went along with it, and they won the Super Bowl.
Well, they as far as you know, because they won the Super Bowl, but there were some rough patches.
Well, when we had Jalen,
Rough patches if we win the World Series.
What did Jalen say? They took the governor off or the straitjacket?
The governor, straitjacket, they both work. And baseball is different because even though your team, we see it on a day-to-day basis, you're still an individual. And we got individuals on this squad that won't do things to better the team that we see every day. And so now you're asking Ranger to make a sacrifice. Let me just put it out there. That Trey Turner's not even making for the betterment of the team. That Bryce Harper's not making for the betterment of the team. Kyle Schwarber is, but I'm looking at all these other cats that make way more money than me. And you asking me to do this, and these cats out here making $300 million and won't go to the outfield, or you asking this shortstop?
Harper said he would go to the outfield.
If they signed his buddy Pete Alonso as the Boras client.
Has he went?
Well, no, because they didn't sign anybody at first base. He said he went for the betterment of the team.
Kyle, Trey Turner sat there and went back-to-back the other night, blooper plays, and then sat in front of everybody in our face and said, hey, I'm working hard. I'm getting better.
He's delusional.
Excuse me.
Your point is they keep him at shortstop every day.
But he's still at shortstop.
No, I know. I don't like that either.
So now you're asking me, I'm coming back in my contract year. Hey, I want you to go to the bullpen. Kiss my ass. I'm not going.
Guys move for the team all the time. Mookie Betts has done it. Tatis has done it.
Okay, we're talking about other teams.
Yeah.
Not this team.
Yeah, winning teams.
You know what this team has done in the last couple of months is talking about sacrifices. You know what they've done? They've given you lip service. The only person that has moved and has not complained about where he's batted is Kyle Sherbert.
But and what's
and
that gotten us though? Where's
you know
that gotten us?
Because he's from Ohio. And that's the reason why, because Ohio people make sacrifices.
But Hugh, we haven't won anything.
We haven't won anything, but he's like trying to win. Bryce Harper has done. Like, and I'm not calling him out because he ain't really hit that great. But you talk about what you're gonna do, but you don't do it.
That's not good.
Well, you know what I would say to
That's
Ranger?
Our point.
You know what I would say to Ranger? Be the change you want to see in the world, you know Ranger. Get to the bullpen.
And you know what I would tell Ranger? If I'm Ranger, you know what I'll say? As soon as you get Trey Turner to move out of shortstop, then I'll move
but
to the bullpen.
But at some point, don't they have to change the tenor?
See, he said fine.
Well, I wanted them to move Trey Turner yesterday.
But yeah, at some point, don't they have to change the tenor of this?
And that's what I would say.
But start with someone. Someone's got to sacrifice.
Okay, well, let's start with Trey.
I tried that yesterday.
Okay, well, we got to try it again today.
I'm just trying to make – all right, listen. The Phillies are on a nice little run right now, but we know they're not perfect, right? They got to get better in the bullpen. Ranger,
but you want to change to start with me? No. Well, Ranger. No.
Just because you're on Boris's payroll doesn't mean anything to us. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Yardley's up. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Chris.
I'm trying to stay calm here, but I think this is just the dumbest discussion in the world. I'd rather talk about
why are you here then?
The gorilla again. Why'd you call? And 100 men.
Oh, well, so what do you want to do?
Why is it? Wait a minute. Before we start, Chris, why is it dumb? Why? I'm curious. Why is it dumb?
Because there is no shot that Ranger is going to the bullpen.
Why?
I mean, to even think that this is a possibility. I mean,
yes.
First of all, I need to get at Kyle here for a second. Kyle, at the beginning
of
your call. You're going to talk about how the Phillies last year were 95 and whatever because we had a good bullpen and a bad Taiwan Walker. What are you talking about?
No, I didn't say because they had a bad Taiwan Walker. No. Hold on. I said they managed to win 95 games even with Taiwan pitching as bad as he was, in due in part because they had a really good bullpen.
Well, that's true.
Did the bullpen not help him win 95 games,
starter?
Chris? Did it?
Did Ranger start? Did Ranger start?
Yeah, they had four other solid pitchers and a good bullpen.
But
that's
Chris,
the whole point.
There's a variable now that we're all ignoring. They didn't have Lizardo last year. They have him now. So they still have four starters like they had four good ones last year. They're just a different name now with Lizardo.
What are you talking about?
You guys can't come to me or can't say on air that you believe more in Taiwan Walker now than you do in Ranger.
That's not what I'm saying. I think it's more important for them to add a bullpen arm right now than the fifth starter. The guy that pitches five innings once a week, which is what the fifth starter is going to do, five innings about once a week, is way less important to me than a guy that could come out of the bullpen three times a week in a close game. And Chris, just to your point on I want to ask you a question because you said this is all dumb. Chris, in 2 months, sure, they could have seven healthy starters, and the Phillies remain adamant none of them are relievers. So either they're going to be the first team to have seven starters, or they're going to change their mind on one of these guys.
Well, so I guess you're bringing up
Painter.
A point with Painter.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I think, the wild card here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if Painter's 22, and like I think when Aaron Nola made his start in the Phillies, I think he was around that age, right? So I don't know what the Phillies are planning to do with Painter. I mean, who knows? We don't know what Painter's going to be in the major leagues right now. We don't know if he's even
I know
going
what he's
going to
be before. I'm
going to
let you talk, Chris. He's going to be a starter. They're not putting him in the bullpen.
No, let's just have eight starters. No bullpen. I mean, that's fine.
He's not going to the bullpen.
Is he a good starter? We don't know.
No, but he's not. I can tell you.
If we want a bullpen arm, can we trade for a bullpen arm? Can we do something like that? I mean, pitching, I think, is way more valuable. And I think the Phillies and everybody else knows that's way more valuable than the bullpen. That's why they get paid like $100 million more each year than a bullpen arm.
Well, they are more valuable, but there's also practicality. Like, Chris, wide receivers are more valuable than running backs, but I don't need nine wide receivers on a football team and zero running backs. Like, at some point, don't they have to even it out to help the bullpen?
So I would agree with you if you want to put maybe Walker in the bullpen. But, I mean, Ranger, when he's healthy, and the reason he's starting Sunday is when he's healthy, he's going to be the second best pitcher in the rotation.
Oh,
he's
I disagree.
Right
I, well, I don't think he's better than Lizardo. I don't think he's better than Lizardo.
I think that the Phillies in a playoff setting, let's say we get into the wild card position like we are right now, and we have two games. You think they're going to put Lizardo as the second starter over Ranger? I just don't think that if Ranger looks like himself after this injury.
Well, there's also
what
you said. Yeah, well, it's you said himself. Chris, good phone call. I don't. What is Ranger's self? I mean, last year in the first 3 months, he looked like a Cy Young kind of pitcher, and then he got hurt. I mean, I like Ranger, but he rarely holds his dominance for full seasons. He has spurts of excellence, and then his back gives out, or he's just not as good. I mean, again, I like Ranger Suarez, but. We're not getting back Zach Wheeler on Sunday, guys. It's Ranger.
But you got to look at it like this too, Joe. Ranger's trying to get paid. He's trying to maximize his dollars.
I get it.
And he's gonna that's gonna motivate him in a way that he's gonna go out there and he's gonna try to light it up because he's trying. He's missed a lot of time. He's missed 30 games. So now he's coming out there. He has to make up for those games that he missed. So he's trying to get paid. He's up against it.
Well, sure he is. I mean,
so he's gonna put his best foot forward.
I recognize that. I'm sure he's gonna pitch well whenever he gets in there. I can't worry about his pockets, and I also
he worried about his pockets.
That's wonderful.
Though.
I'm sure he is. Him and Todd Bowers. Everyone keeps believing the Phillies. Well, at some point, the Phillies are gonna have to change something. Like they've been adamant they don't really want to go to a 6-man rotation, right? Mm-hmm. Because Zach Wheeler doesn't like to be off turn. Even if we remove Taiwan from the discussion for a second, and I don't mean to do that to your guy, Hugh. In 2 months, they could have six healthy starting
pitchers.
You're
right, and you know who's going to the bullpen then?
Who?
Taiwan.
No. It's that seven.
No, I know it's at six now with Rangers coming in.
Painter will arrive in a couple months.
And then Taiwan's going to the bullpen.
But then you still have six.
They're probably going to keep it at six.
Hold on. But if we're worried about everybody's feelings, because that's what's Major League Buddies here today, okay? I got you. So we don't want to upset Taiwan with the contract. But Zach Wheeler has said adamantly he doesn't like the routine of six.
Let me tell you what.
Something's got to give.
Let me tell you what I think happened. And this is me reckless speculating.
Oh, I like this.
They went to Zach. And they discussed this with him. And he sacrificed. He said, okay, I'm okay with this. You don't make this kind of decision because they went to a 6-man rotation when they brought Ranger back because they say he's pitching Sunday. Correct?
Well, so yes, unless they, after tonight, say Ty went to the bullpen.
So
yeah.
Your best arm. Before you make that decision, knowing what you know about your best arm, you had that conversation with him. I would guess.
I would hope, yeah.
Because you're not making that announcement and not talking to Zach and asking him, how do you feel about this? You're not doing that.
You might be right. Another theory is they're just trying to buy time because pitchers typically get hurt, and maybe they won't have to make a decision.
And it works itself out.
Right. But again, if we all hope they're all healthy. So 2 months from now, they could have seven healthy starting pitchers, which is wonderful. But that's cool. If you have the worst bullpen in baseball, nobody cares.
Yeah, and I mean, to what that caller's point was, I think it's way more likely they put Ranger in the bullpen than Painter.
Are you kidding me?
Kyle's.
Are you kidding me?
And if we're talking about what's more likely.
More likely. I think Painter could be dominant out there, so I'd want to do that. But if they are adamant they wouldn't touch Painter's development, then I think Kyle's right on this.
I don't believe that. I know that he's going to come up and he's probably going to be on an innings count and all that other stuff, but he's always been billed as a starter. So now you're changing what you had already planned for him. No, that dog does not hunt. I don't believe that. I do not believe that.
I think the Phillies are, it's almost like pie in the sky. They're hoping they could juggle all these things, hoping it all works out, it'll all work itself out. All I know is this, their bullpen right now, even with last night, which was good. Last night, the bullpen was good. It's one of the worst in baseball, 5.03 ERA. By Sunday, they're going to have six healthy starting pitchers, one of which, in Ranger, has had success in the bullpen. This feels simple. Why do the Phillies make everything harder than it has to be? They have a shortstop who can't play shortstop. They got a shortstop on the bench who hits, who they don't play every day. They have so many, to me, avenues to make things better, and they just, like, dance around it. I don't get it. Maybe it really is the Boris thing and the agent thing and the money thing. I don't know. 215-592-9494 from Mike in Norristown's up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
What's going on?
What do you say, Mike? What's up, buddy?
Sorry, I was in my last set of doing reps. I was doing my best job. Well, listen, I'm with you, bro. I'm 100% with you. He is successful in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. 3-4 innings. We suck right now in the bullpen. Keep him in the bullpen. Like I said yesterday, they need to toss love. Trey Turner, put him on the bench for a week. Tom Hanks in League of Their Own. Tina Davis, he benched her.
Man, that worked. No, and there's no crying in baseball, Hugh. We learned
there's
this.
There's no crying in baseball.
I respect the delusion that all three of y'all have today.
Delusion?
Yeah, a little bit.
We're trying to win baseball games over here.
And I get that. I'm not taking that away from you. And I understand you're a diehard fan, Mike, Joe, Kyle.
Sir,
all three of you guys are delusional.
There's one thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. And my dad used to say this. Tough dogs get fed when they're hungrier. They eat the best.
That's a lot to digest.
But I get it. And you should too.
And guess what? And he said, in the morning, it's time to put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner.
I've heard that.
And that was from the movie The Program.
The Program is such an underrated sports movie.
Absolutely.
Love The Program.
Latimer, baby.
Oh, the two linebackers there, they were wild. Yes. And what was the quarterback's name? Wolf?
I think so.
They played for the
they were South Carolina State, right?
Or something like that. Northeast State.
East Carolina,
Joe Kane
was the quarterback.
Kane is able.
And then what was Omar Epps was the running back? He used to carry the ball around.
Omar Epps was the running back, and he had to hold on to the ball, so he won't fumble. The middle linebacker, I forget his name. He was in a lot of stuff. He was a necessary roughness.
Yeah.
He was a terrible wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
The linebacker that couldn't read, but he was
James Wood
the
is the head coach as we drive Kyle nuts here. Mike, good phone call, man. Force him to the bullpen. Kyle, you ever see The Program?
No. I think after all that, I'm not.
The Program's a good movie. You got to see it. It was before its time. 215-592-9494. Finally, Hugh and I agree on something. The Program's a heck of a movie. When it comes to Ranger Suarez and Scott, especially the Boris thing, I could give a crap about what Scott Boris thinks.
I could too, Joe, but no, I'm trying to tell you how these things work, man. I am just trying to add insight. I'm trying to take you behind the veil, and I get called mean and hurtful names.
Company man,
Boris Court, and all of that other stuff. I got called a rotten strawberry.
Moldy strawberry.
Strawberry.
Yeah. Well, that was because of your shirt.
In the beard. I don't understand why I come on here every day and try to sprinkle y'all with wisdom, and y'all ain't trying to receive it every day.
Yeah, we don't care.
I know, but I'm here. God put me here for a purpose. And my purpose is to educate. And I will take all this ridicule because I know at least I'm going to reach one person out there on YouTube.
You think?
I'm going to reach one. And if I reach one, my work here is done for today.
Has anyone learned anything in the first hour? I doubt it. 215-592-9494.
Learned a lot about Hugh, actually.
Yeah, it's true. We'll get back. You know Boris does not represent radio hosts, right?
No, he doesn't. I'm not trying to give him a representative.
Well, actually, if he could represent us, we would all say yes. I mean, he's good at what he does. All right, we'll get back to calls on this next. I think the Phillies should move Ranger to the bullpen. They're going to start him Sunday. That's wonderful. He wants to take one start, great. But he should be in the bullpen no matter what Scott Boris thinks or Hugh Douglas thinks or anyone thinks. Plus, we'll get to what Howie had to say about some of his draft picks recently when he was on with Rich Eisen. And I want Hugh's take and everyone's take on something with this draft class in particular. 215-592-949 for this hour, 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco on Sports Radio 94 WIP.